Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread word of him through all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a very famous Spanish proverb that goes like this. No hay peor ciego que aquel que no quiere ver. No hay peor sordo que aquel que no quiere oír. Translation. There's no worse blind man than the blind man that does not want to see. No worse deaf man than the deaf man that does not want to hear. One of the most famous Greek writers, his name is Plato. And Plato has a very famous myth called the Myth of the Cave, in which you have a series of individuals that are chained inside a cave. And they're able to see from outside the cave the shadows that are cast on the wall. So their backs are actually to the opening of the cave. So they only see the passing shadows. And in the myth, Plato presents the fact that one of those who were chained breaks through, runs outside, and is not simply seeing the shadows, but he's seeing the sun, the trees, the colors, the birds, all the details of the beauty of nature. This man is able to see in graphic detail. Overflowing with joy, the man runs back into the cave and tells his companions that they have to break their chains and leave the cave and go out and experience the reality itself. But all those who were there in the cave decided, no, we prefer to stay in the cave. They preferred darkness over light. They preferred the shadow over the reality. They preferred the dark, damp, smelly cave to the outdoor presence of the birds and the plants and the flowers and the fragrance of the flowers. What is Plato trying to say related to the gospel today? He's basically saying that there are many people that prefer to live in darkness. There are many people that prefer blindness to sight. There are many people that prefer to live in illusion rather than reality. There are many people that prefer to look at the shadow rather than the reality. And I mention two or three different individuals that fall in this category. Number one would be alcoholics that say that they don't have any problem. They're living in the cave. How many of you know an alcoholic that says, I can give it up right after Thanksgiving? Remember once there was a person that came to Father Larry and he was going to make a promise not to drink. And the man said, I will promise not to drink right before Thanksgiving. Father Larry said, not until the middle of January. Why? Thanksgiving, Christmas holidays, Christmas Eve, New Year's Day. That guy was not a happy camper. He looked for another priest. So the person that's addicted, person that has addictions, is a person that wants to live in the cave. And that's the saddest point, is that Jesus today, we see Jesus giving these blind men sight. Let's pray that we would not be blind. Let's pray that the many people that are blind, that they would be willing to recover their sight. Let's pray that Jesus Christ, the light of the world, will give us true eyes to see the light of truth. For in the Novena of Our Lady, Immaculate Conception, Mary has many, many poetic, mystical names. One is that Mary is Stella Maris, Stella Matutina. Mary is the star of the sea. Mary is the star of the morning. Let's ask Mary to pray for us that we would not live a lie, but live in the light of the truth. Amen.